Thank you.
Thanks.
We don't try to set a precedence. I mean, yeah. Look at this is the way we're going to do it from now on. We're going to give everybody that. We look at it.
Case by case basis.
Yeah, but it does encourage people to build without permits.
We probably need to do something about that, but I don't know what
They paid a pretty high price. That building sat there vacant for a long time. Yeah. I'm sure they probably have a loan on it and pay
But it doesn't change the circumstances. Thank you very much.
We're on your side.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Ronnie, I'll let you speak again here in a second, but was there anybody else that had signed up to speak? Go ahead.
I've been asked to read a resolution that the board adopted recently, but let me spare you that and just say that it demonstrates our resolve as a fairly new board that we are going to try to press the issue with CCRs. We are going to make every attempt to improve compliance with a lot of things that we're plenty of other things we're talking about right now. I see your intent. It's really striving for a compromise. I could say this. Our discussion so far is no. It's just too important to us. And the reason it is, if anything, it can even move the porch around to the side. Still going to have a monster parking problem. There's not enough room. There are going to be bumpers hanging out to the edge of the road.
State your
name for the record. Sorry.
Dennis Webb.
Sorry.
So we're willing to go to the limit on this one. And if we had a compromise in mind, we would. But if this is on a small road, one of our small roads, down at the end, very little to no traffic like the other one. But that's not the case. And this would not be indicative, this property, with the other properties on the neighborhood. It'll be a detriment in terms of value because of the way it's going to look. Okay. So I hope that gives you an idea where we stand.
Yep. And did I understand that there was a plan at some point to move the parking to the side, if you're facing the house, which would be the left side of the house?
If that could be guaranteed, I'm sorry.
Can we do that? I mean, can't we put that in
Was that not part of the initial discussion?
I thought we did, and that's what I've been trying to lean towards on this compromise. Is if the parking's issued, then we.
So can that be guaranteed?
I think that we can.
And
find
what if there's not compliance? What's the next step?
Well, the then it goes to court.
You already mentioned that you don't do too good with court.
No.
And see, we're trying to avoid that. I'm sorry.
One thing I would like to point out is that with what you're saying right now, we're actually going in the direction of a compromise.
I understand.
Which is actually why we're here.
I get that. I really understand your position. I appreciate that.
If there were no doorway on the front of that home, there were no egress on the front of that home where there would be no roof, if the shed roof were removed, both shed roofs were removed, and there were no egress on the front of that house, and the egress or the main entrance would be on the side of the home, and the parking were on the side of the home, then there would be no traffic or no
It shouldn't obstruct anybody's view from entering the road.
Yeah, I agree with you entirely. But the intent might be to park on the side. There's going to be a lot of field dirt to fill that in. It's going to be expensive. They're going to build a garage. And that still doesn't preempt any additional parking to occur in the front. And that might even be good for this current ownership. What about when the house sells to the next person? So that's the main reason we are willing to go to the limit to prevent it.
Well, we respect your position, board, and we respect where y'all are at with it.
All right, thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, I'll give you 1 minute.
We were not prepared. We didn't know that we need to come with solutions.
And I want to say that I recognize that, too, because just the way it started,
I'd like to talk to you as a neighbor and a builder.
Thank you.
I have a very easy process. If there is no basement in there, they got a wood floor, it'd be easy to set a wall back there. I could do that very economically. I just want to say there is options of having that house a much better position with the side view, because you could cut I've done it. So I just wanted to bring that up. So okay. There is other ways to do it rather than tear the whole thing down. That would be crazy to tear the whole thing down.
Okay, perfect. All right. Is there...
Have you looked at whether there's enough allowance for sewer and water to come down?
Well, I think we're ready to move forward. So is there anybody else that hasn't spoken tonight that would like to speak against this variance? Okay, I'm going to give the applicant an opportunity to speak again.
I just want to say that my nephew has already, he can't do this financially, so he's out. And so what I'm saying is I will be neighbors with these people, and I don't want to have problems with these people. I didn't do this. I mean, I was part of that whole return to office effort where I had to drive to Dallas every week, and I could not make conversations during the day. I couldn't call them. I couldn't call you guys. I just couldn't use a phone. I'm in meetings all day, and I wasn't able to call. And so there's a lot of extenuating circumstances that came up in this scenario. But I want to get along with these folks. I want to be friends with these people. I don't mean to cause any problems. That was not my intent at all, 100%. I want to abide by your rules, and that's why I tried to reach out by mail, by email, every non-call communication method there was. I tried that. And it just, because of the circumstances with the employee overturn in the county and just the county emails changing, it just didn't go through, and I didn't know that. I really wasn't trying to cause this heartburn for you all, for them, and for me, and also my nephew. He's a great kid. That he would have been a great asset to our community, and he just, because of finances, he's just like, I just can't. And like you said, it's been sitting there for a whole year, and he's been paying really high interest. The rates are insane, and he's been paying really high interest, and it's put them in financial hardship because of that. So I just want you to know that this was not my intent at all. And with that said, you know, I hear what they say. I hear their concerns. I'm trying to reach a compromise as well as you all. Everybody in this room is trying to, let's just figure this out. And so I appreciate everybody coming together tonight to just bang heads, and let's just try to see if we can come up with something. And I am 100% willing to, you know, take the front overhang off, you know, across the house, you know, as far as I can. You know, I know there's a standard 12-inch or something. If I could do a 12-inch overhang just so I don't have leakage in the house, I can do that across the whole front of the house, take that off. And I have two lots there, and Ron's been nice to say there's a third lot available, and I am first in line to purchase that third lot. So if you saw my neighbor's house, his house is down, and the way he accesses his house is he comes at an angle. It's, you know, just a way you can do the driveway without bringing in, you know, thousands of dollars worth of fill, you know, where your driveway is going to sink anyway. So I planned on coming in at an angle so that they could park down there. And also with the entrance on the side of the house, then they can come off of the parking, get out of your car, and it's just, that's the shortest route. Most people don't, you go to your house every day, you're not going to walk all the way around to get in your house. They're going to come right up the stairs there into the property. So I can 100% guarantee I'll put that. I can put it on the deed where you have to access, you know, you can't park in the front. And they also said that they're updating their covenants or whatever, and they can help, you know, guide it there just in case the house sells down the road, you know, just to prevent people, anybody. Nobody in this neighborhood, nobody wants their whole front yard to be a parking lot. You know, you don't want riffraff like that. It's a nice subdivision. You want it to look nice. So I'll do everything I can, adding it to the deed, putting the driveway access, you know, at an angle to the side, just like my neighbor, so I'm compliant with the subdivision. Another thing I wanted to say is, you know, if they have questions, if anybody has questions, you can Google my name, and my phone number and my home address comes right up. I'm a realtor, so you can easily access me. Plus, they know my phone number because they reached out and said, we've got this other lot. They're welcome to call me. We're neighbors. I know we have rules, you know, in these forums that we can communicate in, but I encourage them to reach out to me. At the end of the day, we're going to be living next to each other. Our kids are going to be playing, you know, in the same area. We're going to be swimming in the same lake. I don't want to have bad feelings. I want to enjoy my time there. I want to get along. And so please call me, text me. You know, I will we can talk about whatever. If you need more information, you need more this, need more that. I hired a surveyor that is, he's a professional state of Missouri land surveyor. I didn't hire some riffraff to go down and survey the property. I hired a professional. This is what he does. He's like licensed and credible to do the survey. So that's why the measurements are accurate, you know, based on Missouri's rules for surveyors. So I'm trying to do absolutely everything I can. I just don't want them to think that I'm ignoring them or I'm, you know, avoiding this or that. I'm trying to make the best of this unfortunate situation due to a lot of different things. So the other thing I would say is just because the gentleman that was before me and as well as me, I relied on my excavator. I was in a position where I relied on my excavator. And these guys don't know based on what he said and what I said. And I don't know if there's anything that you all can do to reach out to local excavators and just say, hey, you know, here's the rule. You know, it's 25 feet from the front property line, period, end of story. You know, that's our rule. Just want to make sure you all know this. Well, whatever you can do.
Permit,
yeah, I don't know why they're not getting it.
When you pull the permit, it says, it gives all of that information.
I don't think the excavators, though, are looking at the permit.
Who filled out the permit?
I mean, on...
Well, the builder has to fill out the permit.
Yeah, yeah, but I can say it all day long, but when he gets out there and starts digging, then things change. So,
well,
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to rehash that because I still have my opinion from last time. So... I'm going to not go into that direction tonight. So,
what other lot do you own?
I'm sorry?
What other lot do you own there?
The one beside that. So if
which
you face
beside,
that house to the left.
Down the hill or up the hill?
Down, I guess it would be down the hill towards the lake to the
okay.
left.
So
if you're facing that house,
it's
to the left. That's right.
So you own it as well?
Yes. And then there's another one that's coming available that is in a bad spot because you have to have two or more lots, you know, to meet the well and septic requirement.
So are you willing to
on the list for that.
Use that second lot for all your parking and garage and whatever? I don't even know if you've got enough room there for a sewer.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I contacted like a septic, a professional sewer guy and got that all through the Missouri state and all that stuff.
So are you willing to use that other lot for your parking?
Yes.
And do away with any kind of... Cause we're going to have to do something as far as parking in the front, so it's
to make
not
sure
to happen.
You can.
Yeah,
like erect
curbing or something.
Curbing,
you can't
erect
park.
A fence or something.
Something. So I just wanted to verify that you were willing to do something with that second lot to do away with any kind of parking or garage or whatever on toward the front.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is that the road would come down in front of the house and then angle down.
But
be
it would be
there.
On that other lot.
It would be on the other lot. That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask, your surveyor shows that the corner of your house is 16.33 feet from the front property line. How far back from the street is the front property line? So are you in essence 20 feet from the street because you've got another 5 feet between the street and the property line? Or where's that pin of the property line? Any idea?
From the street.
It's close.
I think it's like
close.
Three or four feet.
Yeah.
3 or 4 feet.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
Yeah,
so it's 3 or 4. It adds a little bit, but not much.
Not much.
Mm-hmm. On that one side.
Once the sewer goes down through there.
Do you remember seeing your pins in the front?
No.
Okay.
And the house is at an angle, so that one side of the house is closer, but then the
That's
other
side.
That's
all we side. Have to look at. It's the closest one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're just trying to compromise and look at everything. So, I mean, it gets better. As the house, as you go towards the lake.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
Not for her.
Okay. Do you have any more questions or statements for us?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to close this for board discussion. Paige, can I borrow you? Can I ask just some counsel on this? I just want to clarify. Yeah, can we pause the mics for just a minute?
Well, I think before we do that, we're going to have to call for a closed session then, right?
Yeah,
I don't know that we can.
You don't
can
have to go
not,
in closed session.
I don't think we do.
Those mics are the public to hear right now, so we're turning off the public to hear.
Because it's attorney-client privilege.
That's right.
But
everyone else in this room is going to hear, but the people that are not in the room are not going to hear, right?
Hopefully we'll speak lightly enough they won't.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Because we don't want to waive our privilege, but you don't have to go into close for that.
Okay, well, not that this is detrimental enough that I care. I just had a quick question.
So